Kiribos, I hope everybody's doing okay. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Ayin Beis. And we are here on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Right? We're going to start the geography of Bavel. Right? The Gemara is going to go through a lot of the geography over there. Yeah, probably good to have some sort of map if you have either an art scroll or a masifta or something to that effect. Probably good to have some sort of map, but the Gemara is going to mark off a bunch of different places that kind of help define the borders of Bavel. And again, why is that necessary? Because we said that Bavel, right, was more fit for Yuchsin, right? The Yichus of Bavel was straight away. You didn't have to check into their Yichus. And so obviously what comes next is, where is Bavel, right? Where do you have to check into Yichus and where do you not? Right, so that's what Gemara is going to go through right now. So we're here. Ad Heichani Bavel. It's, oh, I don't know, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. Where is, right, Bavel? Now, what does that mean, Ad Heichani Bavel? What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, L'yichus, right, again, L'yichus. So, oh, I guess the next Rashi is really what we should talk about. Okay, but either way, Rav Amar Ad Nahar Azak, Ushmul Amar Ad Nahar Yoni, or Yoani, or whatever it is, right? Machokas up until, right, one of those two rivers. Now, Rashi fills this in over here, what the Gemara is saying. Anyway, you can't say where is something and then say, well, it's up until there, unless you're starting from a specific point. Yeah, so that's what Rashi says. So, first of all, Rashi says something fascinating. He says, Lafi ha'inyan nira. It seems, according to the topic, it seems like, says Rashi, meaning, implying that he's kind of, I don't say guessing, Chas Shalom, but he's going on happenstance. Right, that he doesn't seem to know, right, exactly what's going on. The fi ha'inyan nira, right, seems not to have mesorah from his rebbeim or whatever it is. But you see, okay, either way, from the Gemara it seems shebavel bein shneim naharos gedolim. Right, the Bavel was between the two big rivers, chidekel upras. Right, those are two rivers mentioned in Parshas Bereishis. Right, in second parak talks about the rivers that came out of Gan Eden. Right, the third one was chidekel, the fourth one was pras, usually translated as the Euphrates. And the Tigris, Matia nosa b'neim, and Bavel was between them. Zem in the Mizrach, Zem in the Marev, and one was on the east, and one was on the west. Ubona Moshchim in the Darom, Latzafon, and they kind of extended right from the north and south. It's a little bit, if you're wondering why that doesn't make any sense, because those two rivers, if you look on a map, they kind of go diagonal. They go from southeast to northwest. So, okay, between those two rivers, right, basically it was Bavel. And the question then becomes, right, how far, right, once you're saying that Bavel is between those two rivers, how far does Bavel for Yichus, for Yuchsin, right, extend? So that's when Rav and Shmuel come and say, right, until the Azak River or until the Yoani River. Okay, Weitzer. So I'll go back in the Gemara. La'el b'diglas ad heicha. Meaning, how far on the diglas is the chidakel, right, how far does it go, right, if you're measuring on the chidakel, Amarav ad Bagda v'Avna, to those two towns, Shmuel Amar ad Mushkani, right, until Mushkani. Right, Gemara says velo Mushkani b'klal, and Mushkani is not included. And the Gemara says ay v'Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Shmuel Mushkani harehi kigola liyuchsin. The Mushkani, we're gonna have that phrase a bunch of times. Harehi kigola means it's like the exile, i.e. the gola is, right, the exile that is miuchas, right, again, that has good lineage. So whenever the Gemara is going to say this is like the exile, it means, that doesn't mean like it was like terrible, or it just means like it is considered la halacha la yichus, but as if it has good yichus. So Moshkani was had good yichus. So Elo, so rather the Gemara says ad Moshkani and Moshkani b'chalal. No, so it must be that Bavel went up until Moshkani, and Moshkani was included in that. The tachti is the diglas ahecha. How far does it go on the chidago? Amarav Shmuel ad apamia de tata. Meaning, how far down it goes? It goes to the tata is beneath, is lower, is under. So apparently there were two apamias, and we're talking about the lower part of it, the lower down on the map, obviously, not necessarily how high it was, but right, lower down on the map, right? The that's how far, right, Bavel extended. Tarti apamia havin, and the Gemara explains, right? There were two apamias, chad eliza v'chad tataya, right? One up, one down, right? Okay. Pashas, if you look on a flat map, chad kesher v'chad apsula, one was kosher for Yichus, and one was possible. Ubein chad l'chad aparsa, and the distance between the two of them was a parsa. V'ka kapdi ahadadi, afilu nur lo moshli ahadadi. And they were so careful about Yichus that they didn't even lend, right, a nura is a candle, a flame, a fire, right, from to each other. They didn't want to mix these two cities because one of them was kosher and one of them puzzle. They wanted to make sure the Yichus was kept intact. They had no contact with each other whatsoever. The way you can remember which one is which, right? The psulta with hamishtai meishanis. I'm sorry. Right? We said meishan, right? If you remember yesterday, we said meishan is a place with bad yichus. So the place that spoke meishanese, right, is the one that has bad yichus, right? Pasha says it was the lower one, right? The one that was closer to Meshon, right, and farther down the river. Okay, Le'el de Pras Adhecha, how far does it go on the river Pras, on the Euphrates? Rav Amar Ad Akra de Tul Bakani, okay, to that town. Shmuel Amar Ad Gishra de Pras, until the bridge of Pras, Gishra, right, Gesher, right, to the bridge. Rav Yochanan Amar Ad Mavaras de Gizma, until the Gizma, right, Mavar, until the pass, the passage of Gizma. Light Abaye de Tamar of Yosef Ad Rav, either Abaye or Rav Yosef cursed, fascinating, Rav's opinion, or whoever really pashas is, whoever would paskin like Rav, right, that said it was Akra de Tulbakani, because that pashas was before, well, we'll see in a second. The Gemara says, Ad Rav Laye de Shmuel Lo Laye, meaning why did he kind of curse someone who paskin like Rav and not Shmuel, meaning that Shmuel was even more makel, right? Apparently Shmuel, right, held that the bridge was even farther. Again, if you're including more land, right, in Bavel, that means you're kashering, right, you're saying that more people or more cities I have a proper yichus, and if they don't, right, that's obviously a big problem. So that's why he's saying that Rav apparently was. They said that Rav is not the halacha, and then even Shmuel. What about Shmuel? Shmuel's when he said it was the, what is it, the Gishra de Beit Pras, that was even farther down the river. So why didn't he say that? So the Gemara says, "Elo light the Rav by Cholchken the Shmuel." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, the person, right, whoever it was, right, either Abaye or Yosef, cursed either whoever held like Shmuel or Rav." If you buy same, another answer. Lo olam ad Rav light, ad Shmuel lo light. Really, he cursed really the Rav and not Shmuel. Why? Vigishu the repras, letatai havakoi. Right, again, a bridge can be moved. So apparently, the bridge was moved, meaning it felt that it was originally it was lower down, right, on the river, right, further down towards Bavel, and therefore Shmuel, right, again, was more machmir, right, and he said it was Bavel smaller. Right, and Vaidna who the Levi Parsai, and the reason that that's controversial, what people didn't realize, is because apparently the Persians moved it so that it was farther away from Bavel, and they thought that Shmuel was being more Mako, but really he was being more Machmer because the bridge used to be closer, right? That's obviously the problem when you put a boundary by a movable item instead of, you know, that obviously that's it can get moved or destroyed or lost or whatever. Okay, Amar Le Abaye le Rav Yosef, La Gisa de Pras Hecha Ad Hecha, how far? All right, does it go down the Pras, the river Pras, the Euphrates? Amrlei, my datech, what do you mean? What's it? What's your shayla? Mishum Biram, you're asking about the city of Biram. Right, miachse bepumpadisa bebiram naspi. There are people in Pumpadisa who was, again, in Bavel, which had good yichus. They would marry people from Biram, so it must be that they had good yichus as well. Amra papa machlokas leyuchsin kach machlokas leinin gittin. Says your papa, again, this tying this whole discussion into Seder Nashim. I guess Yuchsin is Shaykh Yuchsin. I take it back. Either way, to another Ram of Halacha, Rav Papa says this is also Shaykh for Gittin. What is that? So if you look at Rashi, right, Kach Machlokas be Gittin. What do you mean? Like just like we have the Machlokas by Yuchsin, right? So too the Machlokas is by Gittin. So first of all, what Machlokas is by Yuchsin? So in terms of how big and where Bavel goes, right, until what's the boundaries, what's the borders, right, that we just quoted. What's the halacha of Gittin that we're talking about? So if you remember, if you were with us, right, when we did Gittin, look at Rashi, the Kaimalan, maybe get Mishara Ratzos, person brings a get, right, from Medina Sayam, from outside Eretz Israel, Tzarech Shomer, Fanechta Fanechtam, guy has to say, it was written before me, and it was signed before me, Lefisha in Bikian Lishma, because people were not Bikian and did not realize that a get needed to be written Lishma. But maybe get married to Sol above all, Eno Tzarech Lomar. Right? And if a person goes from married to Sol above all, you didn't have to say that. And, right, that we said, and this is the kicker, Bavel, Arei, he cared to Sol a Gittin. And Bavel had the same status as to Sol for a get. Right, and meaning, i.e., because they were Bucky the Shema, they didn't have to say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtam. So therefore, you have to define the boundaries of Bavel, right, and figure out where, if a get's coming from, right, if you have to say B'fani Nechtam, or not. So Rav Papa says, right, the same borders that you have here are the same borders that you would have for Gittin. Rav Yosef Amar Machlokas Le'yuchs, no, the Machlokas is, Rav Yosef says it's only by Yichus, Aval Gittin Divrei Kol Ad Arba Tinyana De Gishra. Right, but apparently, according to Forgetting, right, everybody holds that Bavel, right, it's until the second willow tree after the bridge. And again, Pasha says the same bridge that Shmuel was talking about. Right? Obviously, the willow tree can disappear and so can a bridge, but okay, that was apparently everybody, according to Rabbi Yosef, everybody held that that's where Bavel went up to. Okay, and again, it's not a function of how big is Bavel, right? We're not defining the states, right? Like state lines or country borders, you know, or like now leaving Bavel if you're driving down the highway. Obviously, what we're talking about, the halacha lemaisa, meaning until which point was the good yichus, right? Until which point were people bekiyin lishma, right? Until where did you have the talmid chacham and where did you have the pure proper lineage, right? It's not just like, you know, a debate in terms of how much land did Bavel conquer or own or where the borders were, right? Just lemaisa, how far was the yichus or the bekiyus of the rabbis in that area. Okay. Amrami bar Amma, Chavel Yama Techelta de Bavel. Chavel Yama is the beauty of Bavel. Apparently is the best yichus. It doesn't mean it's the beauty. I'm sure it's a nice city, but the best part of Bavel. Shunya Vidguvia Techelta de Chavel Yama. And those two cities are the best in Chavel Yama in terms of yichus. Ravino Amr Aftzitzura. Also that as well. Tanya Mihalki also learned the Bryce of Chanam and Pinchas Omer. Chavel Yama Techelta de Bavel. Right. Shunya Vidguvia Vitzitzura Techelta de Chavel Yama. Okay. Again, exactly what you just said. Amra Papa, Papa says Vaidna, but nowadays ERV Behu Kutai. But now, right, the places we just mentioned have Kutim there, and therefore, right, it's not great Yichus. And then the Gemara says, Velohi, it's not really true. Because what happened? It's Ahu Deboy Minayu Velo Yavule. Because a Kuti wanted to marry into them, and they didn't let her. But so people thought there were rumors, etc. Right, like you have rumors about Yanai and Malach, right? So you had rumors about this, but it wasn't really true. My Chavel Yama, what is that? So Amar Papa Zu Pras de Bursi, right? That's the Bursi area near the Euphrates, near the river Pras. Ahu Gavra de Amar Lahu Ana min shot mishot. A guy said, I'm from the city of shot mishot. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avcha al Rago v'amar shot mishot ben Hanaharos Omedes. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avcha said, that's between the rivers, i.e. it's from Babel, and i.e. he has good yichus. I asked that question, actually, who cares? I'm sorry, I just kind of jumped the gun a little bit. V'chibem Hanaharos Omedes Mayhavi, who cares where it is? So Amar Rabbi, Amar Rechamar bar Ukva, Amar Mar Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Bein HaNaharos, where you could go to the Yuchsin right between them, right? What we're saying is that it has good yichus, and the guy is good to marry. Ve'echa kaima, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, E, the Kira Ule'el. From the inside, right, from E, the Kira, and in, right, towards Bavel, right up on the river. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, I admire Varsa the Gizma. Didn't he say Bavel is only up until this Gizma pass? So why did he say that the stuff further than that is also good yichus? Amar Rabbi Ritzu Anafka. No, that was actually a kind of a strip there that went past the Gizma pass, no pun intended, right, and kind of included, right, this area, this Shot Mishot area, right, in Bavel. Okay. Amar Avika Bar Avin, Amar Avichanan, Amar Rav. Chalazon Nihavand, Harehi Kigola Liuchsin, those places have good yichus. Amar Lu Abaye Lo Tzitzu Le, right, Yavama He the Naflahe Le Hosam. Rabbi said, don't listen to him, right, because he ended up having a Yavama that he had to marry from there, right, and he wanted to, obviously, right, he had a personal stake in the matter that it was had good yichus and he wanted to marry her. So I'm like, Otu didihi Rav Chananalhi. So Ravika said to him, no, it's not my, I didn't say that. I mean, I'm just repeating. It's not my chiddush, right? I'm just repeating something that I heard from Rav Chananal. So also Shaila the Rav Chananal. Sure enough, they went to ask Rav Chananal. I'm like, he said, yeah, Hachi Amarav Chalzor Vni Havand. Have like go to have a hare he could go to the Yuchsin. That's a sure enough he corroborated with that report. Upliga there be Abba Barakhanana, that's against Rabbi Abba Barakahana. That Rabbi Abba Barakahana, my dechtiv wasn't mean when the Pazaka is Vainachem Bachlach. Bachlach? Yeah. Probably Bichalach. Right? Uve Chavur, Nahar. Goes in very Madai. This is talking about Sancherev, yeah? I think. It settled all the 10 tribes, right? The Sarashvatim. They set them outside in these cities, okay? And Chalach Zu Chalzon, Chavor Zu Hadyav, Nahar Gozan Zu Ginzok, Arei Madai Zu Chamdan Vechavrusea, and it's just defining these cities. Ramalei Zu Nihavand Vechavrusea, right? Machavrusea, what do you mean? It's friends, meaning the cities around it. Amar Shmuel, what are the cities around it? Krach Moshki, right? Choski Varumki. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vechulam Lepsul. And all those places are no good. I mean, so apparently we have a Machokas, right? Again, that's against the Machokas in terms of those cities. Some of those cities are the ones that we mentioned before that do have good Yuchos. So again, we see there's Machokas that some say that they were not okay, good for yichus. Okay, kasla daita moshchi hainu moshkani. Right, people assume that moshchi is moshchani, and v'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar Shmuel moshchani harik yolo liyuchsin, but moshchani has good yichus. Ela moshchi luchud. Right, umoshchani luchud. Apparently, moshchi is one thing, right, and moshchani is another. Which was ilin b'puma bein shina. The pasuk says that pasuk is in Daniel that there's again it's talking about right. He had this dream or some sort of vision or whatever that the different malchios that are going to affect Am Yisrael. And this is talking about the bear. The bear had, it says, Tlasin Ilin is three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Chalchon, Chalzon, Hadyev, and Itzivin. Those are the three places. Shepamin Bolatan, Rupamin Bolatan. Sometimes it literally means swallowed and sometimes spit out. But Pasha says it means sometimes it was right conquered and not conquered by Persia. Okay. Faru Chiva Achre Tinyana Dam Yeladov. And he saw another animal like a bear. Tani Rav Yosef Elu Parsim. This is a reference to the bear, is a reference to the Persians. Sh'okhla, again, we have this Gemara and Megillah. Sh'okhla Rishosin Kedov. Right, and Mr. Balum Kedov, they eat and drink like a bear. They're fat like a bear. Megadlan Zered like a Kedov. They're hairy like a bear. Veinlam Menucha Kedov, and they never sleep like a bear. What do you mean? Don't bears hibernate? Rashi says, in a Hanami, but when it's tied up, it still moves back and forth. It doesn't dove no date. It's still that's the next one. But okay, either way, before that, Rashi says Shu Kasher, when it's tied up, Halich about Tamid Bisvim. Also, a bear always kind of stalks around. It doesn't actually kind of just lie down. Rabbi Ami, ki hava chaze parsa de rachiv, and when you see a Persian on a horse, Amar he'd say, Hainu duba naida, right, that is a bear that is walking around, that is moving. Okay. Amar le Rabbi Levi, Rabbi said, Hareni parsiim, he said, show me Persians. Amar le, he said, so Levi said to Rabbi, Domim lechayel shall base David, they're similar to David's soldiers, we were very strong. Harini Chavrin, he said, show me these Chavrin people. Domi Lamalach Chalava, they look like these angels who destroy. Harini Yishma'ilim, show me Yishma'ilim. Domi Lasirim, they're similar to demons. Shalbe Sakisai, right, that show up in the bathroom. Right, Rashi says they're wearing black. Okay, fine. Harini Tamil Chachamim Shabbabel, show me the Tamil Chachamim Shabbabel. Domi Lamalach Yashar, he said they look like angels. Right, Ova Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kevin Nicha Nafshe de Rebbe. When Rebbe was dying, he was about to die, Amar, he said this whole kind of statement over here. If you look at Rashi, Nizrika Nevua Bapume, right? He had some sort of prophecy, right, in Rebbe's mouth, right? Because it was literally means it was thrown, prophecy was thrown into Rebbe's mouth. And he said the following, right? Homanya, that's a city, right, in Bavel, Iga Bavel, right? Kule Amunaihi, it's all Ammonim. We'll see what we're going to talk about that when it means on Amud Beis. Masgaria Ika B'Bavel. There's a city in Bavel called Masgaria. Kulu Mamzerihi. Right, they're all Mamzerim. Birka Ika B'Bavel. The city called Birka. Shnei Achim Yesh. Shemachliv Nishusem Zadzeh. Zelazeh. Right, they have brothers, right, that have some wife swapping issues. Birta Desatya Ika B'Bavel. Birta Desatya. That city. Harom Hayom Saru Mecharei Makom. Right, have left. Right, Akosh Baruch Hu. Right, they've become Apikorsim. Right, they're leaving the ways of Hashem. So the Gemara is, and Rebbe continued, the Akpe Pira Bekavrad B'Shabsa, right, V'Ozal V'Tadur B'Hu B'Shabsa, right, that's the story, I'm sorry, that's the story about Birsa Satya, what happened, because one Shabbos, right, the fish, kind of the waters overflowed, and there were fish everywhere, and they went and they trapped the fish, or they fished the fish out, right, on Shabbos, that's obviously Malacha of Tzod, of trapping. Right, that's also the Raisa. V'sham tinu Rabbi Chai Rabbi Yoshia v'ishtamud. Right, and Rabbi Chai Rabbi Yoshia was very upset, and he put them in chayrim, and they became v'ishtamud. They became lost. Right, they became a bikorsim. Akur de Gama Ika b'Bavel. What about that city? Akur de Gama. Adabar Ava Yeshba. There was a guy named Adabar Ava. Hayom Yoshia b'Cheko Shal Avram. Right, he's today. Right, he is sitting in the lap of Avram Avinu. What in the world does that mean? So Rashi says Yesh Omer Meis Hayom. Either he's gonna literally be able to sit in Avram's lap because he's going to pass away. Okay, so Rashi just points out that's not the regular Ravada that we're talking about. And then Rashi says, Nivinira, it seems to him that the Hayoshe Bechekosh Avram Avinu Shnechnas the Bris Mila. Apparently he didn't have a Bris Mila, and today he was getting a Bris Mila. That's obviously a much more positive possibility. Okay, fine. So then Rabbi said, finally, Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda B'Bavel, and today Rav Yehuda was born in Bavel. Damar Mar, and again, this is not Rebbe, this is the Gemara again speaking. Keshemesh Rabbi Kiva Nolad Rebbe. When Rabbi Kiva died, Rebbe was born. Keshemesh Rebbe Nolad Rabbi Kiva. When Rebbe died, Rabbi Yehuda was born. Keshemesh Rabbi Yehuda Nolad Rava. When Rabbi Yehuda died, Rava was born. Keshemesh Rava Nolad Ravashi. Okay, Rava and Ravashi. Lamdecha that teaches us she'ein tzaddik nifter min ha'olam achenever tzaddik kamoso. Right, a tzaddik does not leave the world until you have a tzaddik that is created, right, like him. Again, not doesn't rise to power, right? He was born. Right? Someone has to exist in the world with that type of person's righteousness. Shenemar v'zorach Hashemesh u'ba Hashemesh. Right? Sun rises, sun sets. Right? Again, we always have, right, even in difficult times such as these, we always have gedolim. Even it may not seem, you know, we're missing Rav Chaim, we're missing Rav Gershon Edelstein, but you know, our gedolim are kind of, it seems like almost like they're gone, but the Kosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara kind of reminds us that don't worry, they are somewhere, right? They just may not be necessarily known to all of us. Actually, comes to Shimsho Shel Eli Zorcha Shimsho Shel Shmuel Haramasi. Again, similar. Right? We have Eli, when Eli passed away, we had Shmuel. Shemar's pasuk says Minera Lokim Terem Yichbev Shmuel Shochev. Right, and before Eli passed away, Shmuel was there, and that they kind of swapped their nevuas. Tziva Hashem LeYakov Sviva Tzarov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kagon Hamunia LeFumnara. Again, that the Kosh Baruch Hu, right, that the people who around them should be their enemies, right, like the people and the Amunim, that's referring to the Amunim in Homanya, right, against the Jews in Pumnahara. Again, unfortunately, right, similar in invoked in Yana Diyama, similar to Yana Diyama, right, low Aleinu. Vayike Kihinovi Ufal, again, a pasuk, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel. Again, also, kind of Shai, we're going to see a machlokas over here about this guy. And then we'll see, again, it relates to Yichus in a little bit. Vayhi Kinavi, when a person, it was saying a nevuah, again, that's Yechezkel, Upalatiahu, Ben Benoya, Mace, and that guy who was supposed to die. V'apolo al-panai v'azak kol gadol v'omar aha Hashem Elokim. Right, so and Yechezkel says that he threw himself down and said, "Oh, Hashem, please." Rav Shmuel chad amar l'tov v'chad amar l'ra. Right, Rav Shmuel machokas. Right, why was Yechezkel upset? Either because this guy Paltiahu, right, was good and he was about to die, or because he was bad and Yechezkel was like, "Oh, I can't deal with this guy." And he was so terrible. Man Darmel Tova, the guy who said that Paul Tiahu was a decent guy. Kiha the Istandra, the Meshan Chasne, the Mucha Netzarhava. Because the guy, the mayor or the king of Meshan, right, was in charge, was related to Mucha Netzar. He was a Chasane, he was his son in law. Right, so Shalach Lei, Mikuli Hai, Shivye, the Isis Lach. Right, I need low Shidrud Lon, the Kaila Kaman. From all the people you captured in battle, you didn't send any of us. Right, again, send us some slaves. Right, send us some people that you defeated. So Boilish Dorele Me Israel, so Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send Jews. Amalei Paltiahu Ben Benayahu. Right, so this guy said, Anan de Chashvinan. Right, no, we're Chashuva people. Neku Mikamach Hacha. Let's stay here, right, in Bavel, right, and serve you here. Avdin Nezlu Lahosam. And send a slave. Send somebody else, right, to this place in Meshon. So that was good, right? Am Yisrael was to stay in Meshon, just to stay away from Meshon and stay in what's it called in Bavel. Va'amar Navi, mi she'asa tov leYisrael, yomus b'chatz yamav, and that's why Yechezkel said, "Oh, someone who did such a good thing for Am Yisrael, why should he die right in the middle, right, with half his days?" Ma'ad Amar Lo, according to the one who says that he was a pretty big Rasha. The Chliyav Pazik says, "Vatavo osi." Or Iti, not sure. El Shar Beis Hashem Hakadmoni, right? Came with me, right, to the gate of the Beis Hamikdash. Upona Kadima, Vehine Bepesach Hashar Esrim V'Chamisha Ish, right? Ver Ebes Ogam Es Yaznia Ben Uzar Ves Paltio Ben Benayo, right? That this guy Sarei Ha'am, right? These people were the officers of the nation, right? Including our guy Paltiahu. Except the Pazik says, Vayavoosi. I'm not sure. El Chatzar Beis Hashem Apnimis. We went inside. V'nei Pesach Heichal Hashem Bein Olam Bein Hamizbeach. Kesrim V'chamisha Ish Achorim El Heichal Hashem Upneim Kadema. Right, and he brought me inside the Beis Hamikdash, and there were 25 people with their backs towards the Kodesh Kadoshim, and their faces were Kedma, right, to the east, right, they're bowing down, right, to the sun. Mashrish Never Upneim Kedma Einu Yedei Shachrayim Klavi Marav. Now, if you know, if Pazuk says they were facing to the east, don't I know that they were backs to the west, right? Backs to the west, right? The Kodesh Kadoshim is in the west, right? If you go to the Kotel, which is the Kotel Maravi, the western wall, that's where that's the back of the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's where the Kodesh Kodashim was. That's where that's where it was. It was in the west, right? So if your back is to the west, right, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and the back is to the west, so your back is to the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's what the Gemara says. Why do you need to tell me that, right? If they're facing east, right, towards the sun or towards the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, why? Well, obviously they were to the back. So Matam Alom Racharem El Hichal Hashem. What does that mean? That they kind of they showed themselves and Rachmanel Tzlan. Almost difficult to say it, but they kind of like a kid. Right? They pulled down their pants. They went to the bathroom towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, with their rear ends facing the Kodesh Kadoshim. And therefore, Yechezkel was upset. Why should this guy die so peacefully? Right, he did such a rasha. Right, he should have died in a more terrible manner. This time, the Shmuel Amar Lora, it makes a lot of sense that he was actually a rasha. The Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Amar Shmuel Mushkone Harei Kigolo Liyuchsin. Again, we said Mushkone is like has good yichus, right? Mishon, right, but not Mishon. Lo Chashulu, but that's not. They weren't concerned about it. Mishon, lo mishum avdus, lo mishum mamzerus, because there wasn't, not that they were slaves, not that they were from Eved Kananim, or because they were mamzerim. El kohanim shayuba, lo ikbidu al grushos, but the kohanim married a grusha. And again, if you're telling me that what did we say before? We said that Paltiao, right, didn't send the Jews to Mishon, he sent, right, the other nations, right? So maybe we should be nervous, right? Again, what did he say? He said we should send the slaves, or send the Avadim to Meishan. So why aren't we concerned that there are Avadim in Meishan? So it must be that story is not true, right? So it must be, right, that Paltiel was a Russian. The Gemara says not really, because lo'olam emelecha Shmuel amar l'tova, really could be that he was a tzaddik. Why are we not concerned for these avodim and bad yichus in Meishan? Shmuel l'tamei Shmuel shita damar hamafkir avdo yasa l'cheirus v'ina tzarek yet shukur. This is Shmuel l'shvitase. If you remember, he says if a person sends his Eved away, right, sends it free, right, sends it to another master, he goes free, he doesn't need to get shechur, meaning he becomes a full-fledged Jew. As you remember, call Eved Ish Meknas Kesef, Eved Ish V'lo Eved Isha. Right, it doesn't mean that it's a man, not a woman. Ella Eved Sheish Lo Rishus Lo Rabo Olav Kari Eved. Right? A man who's a slave who's under someone's control is an Eved. Eved Sheim Lo Rabo Rishus Olav and Kari Eved. But if he doesn't have to serve anybody, he's not called an Eved. So meaning that Shmuel will be masking that they sent their slaves over there, but then they were all Meshachar them. Right, so therefore, right, they were regular Jews. So then, lechora, they were able to marry, and the yichus was fine. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now we said, what do you mean Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir? The Mishnah, right, had said, right, that again, if you remember before, that Ezra took away, right, all of the bad yichus, right, with him. Right, he made Bavel pure, right, not Esau, but he made it soulless. Right, he made it pure, just fine lineage. So we assume, right, that people from Bavel, right, have good yuchas. You don't have to check into them. Right, we had a discussion about that. But other, right, elsewhere, you don't. Right, so that's what we're saying. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says in Emeshul that's Rabbi Meir. Avachachamim omrim, right, call her otzos because his kashrus heim omdos. Right, no, any girl from anywhere, right, has a cheskes kashrus, right, that she is, right, of good yichus. Amemar Sharle the Rav Huna Bar Nasan the Minsav Itza Mechuzaisa. Right, and sure enough, Amemar allowed Rav Huna, right, the son of Ben Nasan, to marry this woman from Mechuza. Right, like it was outside of Bavel. Amar Rav Ashi, my datech. He said, "What are you doing?" Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zudav Rav Meir, Avachamim Momrim, Kol Ratzos Bechazes Kasher Same Omdos. Right, he said, "Okay." So he said, "Is it because, right, we're passing like the Chachamim that all the other lands, right, we have a Cheskes Kasher about all the women?" If a hub, or all the people rather, Habe Rav Kahana Lomas Nehachi. Well, 1 second, right? In the base manager of Kahana, they don't hold this. Rabbeira Papa Lomas Nehachi, and Rav Papa's base manager doesn't hold like this. Rabbeira Zvid Lomas Nehachi, and Rav Zvid doesn't hold like this, right? And that really Shmuel says, we don't paskin. We don't say this is necessarily a shita of Rabbi Meir, and that the Chachamim say everybody else is kosher. Really, Shmuel holds that everybody is problematic, except for Bavel. So, Filo Hachi Lo Kibbutz Mine. But still, that wasn't a good argument. It was not Makabal. That tochacha because mishum the shmili merav zvid ben narada, because apparently a meir had heard straight from Rav Zvid and narada, right, that Shmuel actually held that everybody else was fine outside of bubbles. Therefore, he was, you know, all too happy to marry off that woman from Mechuzah, right, to who was it? It was Rav Huna Bar Nasan. Okay, let's get to the next Tanur Rabbanan. Just by the bottom, turn around with another baisa. Mamzire unesine tohorim laasid lavo the mamzire Rabbi Yosi. Mamzirim, right, and nesinim, what will be tohor, right? In the next world, we mentioned that already once. In the next world, in the days of Mashiach, meherev yameinu, amen. should come very speedily in our days. And Rabbi Meir Omer ain't tahorim. Rabbi Meir says that they will not be tahora, and I think there's a whole discussion over here exactly what types of mamzerim we're talking about. Are we talking about mamzerim that everybody knows, or talking about mutmaim? If you remember, right, this whole the fact that sometimes mamzerim kind of gets swallowed up. Right, we mentioned that rich families sometimes was able to pay money to have people overlook it. The ones that we don't know that mamzerim are part of the family, we just leave it. Okay, right. So that, the machlokas in terms of exactly how you learn that. That's machlokas whether they will be matar or not. In the Yimos Mashiach. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, v'lo kvar nemar. Rabbi Yossi said, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, v'chazarakti elechem mayim tarim utaratem. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu will be mitaros. The Pasuk in Yechezko. Right? The Mikoltim uzachem kol gilulichem atar eschem. Again, the Pasuk that we mentioned right, several times in different places in Davening. Kosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitaros. So Amar lo Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, not. What do you mean? That's not talking about mamzerus. Right? Kishu omer, Mikoltim uzachem kol gilulichem. V'lo min mamzerus, not talking about mamzerus. It means from your tuma, from your averus. Kosh Baruch is going to be mitaros from our averus. Hamalav Rav Yosi, k'shu nemar atahar eschem have omer av min hamamzerus. So Rav Yosi says, yeah, I know that's what it says, but it says a bunch of things, right? It says mikol tmuzichem kol gululichem. Then it says atahar eschem, I will purify you again. Right? I'll purify you from all your tuma and all your gilulim, also like tuma, and then I'll be purify you again. Right? That's the second time. It says it twice. So once for sins, right, and once for mamzerus as well. Of course, it's Mishlam and Rabbi Meir, Hainu Dichtiv Vayashav Mamzer Be'ashdod. Right, that, according to Rabbi Meir, when we say the Mamzerim will not be Tahor, right, so the Pasuk says the Mamzerim will go to Ashdod, right, the Pasuk in Zechariah, that the Rashi says over here that they'll be separate from the rest of the population. Okay, so that's why the Pasuk says they'll have to be in Ashdod. Always love when the Gemara quotes a place that exists nowadays, like Ashdod. Those people should be safe from rocket fire. Amen. So that makes sense that we would separate out the mamzerim and they'll go to Ashdod. Ella Rabbi Yosi, my v'yasha mamzer b'Ashdod. If you tell me that they'll all be tahor, why would you say that they should have to go right to Ashdod? Right? Why should you separate them out? Because so the Gemara answers. The Gemara says. Kidimitargim Rav Yosef, Yeswan Beis Yisrael L'Rochtan Ba'arehun, Dehavu Damu Bei L'Nochrayin. Right, that basically what it means, the pasuk means, that doesn't mean that we're going to separate them out, it means they're going to be, right, they're going to be safe in their land, right, just like, where they once had not been safe, when they once had been Nochrayim, right, meaning aliens or Nochri, not non-Jews, but like people who didn't live there, meaning which wasn't safe, right? A main kenyaratzon, right? Ashdod, which is not safe for them, will become safe for them. A main kenyaratzon, Mamish, Rabbi Leibowitz likes to call it dafyomi coincidence, but a main kenyaratzon that Ashdod should become safe once again. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yosi, the halach is like Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yosi, right? Ilav, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yosi, have Asit Leo, Mapik, Minon, Sarvani, Sarvani, Kolarin. If we hadn't said that the halach is like Rabbi Yosi, that they would become Tahor, right? That, Leo and Avi would have kind of yanked us out by our necks, right? And kind of separated the people that way, but Baruch Hashem, we'll paskin like Rabbi Yosi, and everybody's going to be Tahor, Mitzvah Shem. Right, we won't have to wonder who the Mamzerim are and the Nesiim are, right, in the times of Mashiach. May it come soon, and may everybody have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.